audience.
Romans 8:17. We are heirs of God. And joint heirs with Jesus. This is Heir Church.
With Pastor Dave Thomas of the Heir Church, 159 Clark Road, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us at our new Northside campus every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our website is theheirchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org. And now, with today's message, here's Pastor Dave Thomas.
What's so important about it being supernatural? God's willingness to override natural law to bring his will to pass. Zacharias wasn't a superhuman being. He was a normal guy. God said, I'm going to override natural law to get your baby born. To get my baby born. When God wants something, he's spoken it. He will override natural law to bring it to pass. You're not limited to statistics, feelings, the economy, government shutdown. There are no limits to what God is ordained for you, because he's able to override natural law to bring it to pass, and he proves it throughout his word. This angel appeared. I'm going to go fast for time. This angel shows up to and talks to Zacharias. And then Zacharias, this is how you confront natural law. And it's normal to be discouraged, you know, because you're in a negative world with negative people, negative circumstances. You got to fly higher than that. You a fish swimming upstream. What do you mean, your friends? Don't nobody want you. Yeah, some of you got friends that tell you, oh yeah, you ain't, not you, baby. Lie from the devil. God says yes, it's yes. So Zacharias, when the angel appeared, the angel said to Zacharias, now this is all you just read it, but I won't read a lot of the scriptures for it because we've covered it. So the Bible in Luke tells what time it is. It mentions Herod, the time period that we're in. And it says, and Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. What are your circumstances? What are your perishing predicaments? Zacharias is telling God about his issues. And that's the stuff the devil will lie to you about when you stand and believe God for what you believe in God, what he promised that he wants to manifest. Somebody say manifestation. This is the word of God to feed your faith. When Jesus was witnessing to people, say, come let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins, you know, they be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. That means you will be forgiven. So, Zacharias, he says, he said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? And now I'll back up. He said about John. Somebody said John. But the angel said in verse 13, unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. This is what the angel said. Now, the angel is saying, the angel is a messenger. I mean, this is what God is telling this man. God's word said, my word shall not return unto me void, but it will accomplish the thing whereunto I send it. See, this is why word churches were called word churches, so you develop an ability to trust the word and not your own thinking, not leaning to your own understanding, but the word over all of that. And then take that word and start saying it out of your mouth. When it goes in your heart, it produces faith. Faith without works is dead. It's got to go in and come back out. It's what comes out of you that creates the victory. God didn't tell you to analyze the statistics on marriage. He said, say what he said and watch it manifest. But you know, nowadays, these days, I don't care about no these days. Believe what the word said any day. God's word is true to any day, any generation, any place, any city, any country. It comes to pass. So the word says, so the angel, he said, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayers heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. Now, here you go. Okay, you got one, you got an angel talking to a man. Then the man, he talking to two old half kids. His wife, who was going to get pregnant, she was barren, could never have kids before. She too old to have kids now, and couldn't have them when she was young. Now, make a note of each one of these things. Because Zacharias is processing all of this that's going on. He know he too old to have kids. He know his wife couldn't have kids when they were young. And now the angel told her she going to have some children, and he going to participate. All of that the angel says to him, and along with the fact that he's talking to an angel. And the angel had to tell him, don't be afraid. Biblically, when you see an angel, your life in danger. The angels show up. He got to calm you down because they show up to do destruction. They're not little girls with angels' wings on their back. They're massive beings. They destroy whole cities. When they show up, it's a serious business. But then this angel identifies them, saying, he said, know ye not that I'm Gabriel, who stand in the presence of God. That means this is a real big deal right here. And the body of Christ, we must digest it as a big deal. But I just want to make the point. So it says, for he shall be great. Somebody say prophecy. One more time, prophecy. Okay, now the prophecy occurred. Once he told him, he said, okay, his name is going to be called John. No, don't look in the book to see what y'all going to come up with calling his name John, okay? And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. That's prophecy. People are going to be happy about your baby. This is a miracle baby here. Because the mom and daddy, they are outside of the realm of natural law. They are scientifically incapable of having children. And they're talking to an angel. I call this a big weekend. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord. Prophecy. Why the prophecy? The boy is not born yet. He's not here. Saints, are y'all prepared to believe the miraculous? But that's what God's in church for. Jesus didn't die for like normal, natural stuff. He died to redeem you out of the limitations of the natural world into the blessings of the supernatural. That's what being saved is supernatural. Going to heaven is supernatural. This science can't even explain it. And you have the nerve to believe it. You believe that? That's a serious thing to believe being born again, the born again spirit. When you look at other like religions, you know, and I'll call them out, they have no new birth experience. This is the only one. This is the only one. Christian and all them, there is no new birth experience. There is no born again. It's only in Christianity that there are new birth. There is no resurrection of the dead in nothing else and nobody else but this right here. You hadn't thought to compare it. No. Hey, this is it. It's so awesome that God said, he said, see, can you find something? In the Old Testament, he told us, well, let them call on their gods. He said, besides me, there is none other. Lord, have mercy. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're made in his likeness and his image. The key thing the enemy doesn't want you to know is your real identity. Your identity determines your destiny. We going along trying to make it. The word says, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. Now, let me close. Let me attempt to close with this. I can get it done in about 25 minutes. The concept is Jesus being filled with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb. And the way we normally do Christmas, we don't reflect on the fact that John is filled with the Holy Ghost inside his mama. Why? Why? God did not leave the things that he wanted said about Jesus. He didn't leave it up to normal people. He made it supernatural. This is why when you look at this, when the Holy Ghost came into earth on the day of Pentecost, God won't continue this right here. This stuff he won't continue. And Jesus said it. He said it. He confirmed it. He said, John baptized with water, but you shall be filled with the Holy Ghost not many days in. He said, I didn't die to let you remain normal and natural. Let's go further. And he shall go before him in the spirit of the power of Elias. Many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord. Underline what it says, turn to the Lord. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and disobedient to the wisdom of the just. To the what? Wisdom of the just. To the what? Wisdom of the just. You know what you hear out there with lost people? Foolishness. The scriptures say John is going to turn them to the wisdom of the just, of the righteous. The righteous of God, and they have a knowledge and a wisdom. That's what you're paying the price for, to get the wisdom of the just that comes from God only. The world don't have it. The word says, he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah. And Zacharias, verse 18, said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife are well stricken. Okay, I'm going to skip further. Zacharias is responding to the angel, since the angel has told him, when the angel prophesied to Zacharias that his wife going to be filled, his wife is going to have a baby, and the baby going to be filled with the mother with the Holy Ghost from his mother's womb, right? After the angel tell him this and prophesied to him, he goes to his own limitations. Here's what comes out of his mouth. Okay, that all sounds good, Mr. Angel. But I hear you, but how will I know it? For I'm old man and my wife is well stricken in years. We old, in case you didn't check out before you showed up. Say, turn to your neighbor and say, God already knows you. You would say, well, yeah, Pastor, all that stuff you talking about marriage, you know, I got some idiosyncrasies and things about me, you know. God already knows. He had just the guy to motivate you to get out of that. You ever been in a situation where you really motivated to comply? Amen. Husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Wives, submit yourself to your own husband and to the Lord. I ain't submitting to no man. You will with this one. I said you will with this one. The one God got, the one he have. Can you say amen? Well, how you know that? Saying it's in the word of God. God don't, if God speak it, he's already made preparation. God's will is God's bill. If God said it, he's already prepared a way. The key is for you to overcome the obstacle and hold to what God said and stop looking for it. Stop trying to find him. He'll find you. You'll be in Cracker Barrel or somewhere else where you go. Starbucks or Dollar General, wherever. He'll come and get you. That's right. He that findeth a wife. I can see him now. In Family Dollar. Amen. I was in Family Dollar one time. You know, I'm a man of prosperity. I don't go in there that much. You know, Family Dollar, Dollar General. I was up in there. One of the younger members, about eight years old, he come in there. He come down the aisle. And I looked up. I saw a little boy. He said, Pastor Thomas. Hey, we in Family Dollar. Hold it down there. Hey, Pastor. Come on up, amen. Cold busted in there. It was a certain kind of cookie they had in there. The one right there on Dunn Avenue with the green and gray. Y'all know the one I'm talking about. Amen. So, no, I'm just kidding, but he did do that. Hey, brother, how you doing, man? I'm good, Pastor. How you doing? People look around. When they hear a pastor, they look around. And, oh, that's Pastor Thomas. I done parked all on the side. No, I'm just kidding. How many remember when it was just a big deal to have $5 in your pocket? You were looking good, though. You were looking good, but you ain't had nothing. Come on, but God's faith. But you had the Lord, amen. God's got more than that for you. Come on, let's finish up. So it said that. So now I want to look at each of these areas. So that's the encounter with Gabriel. See, God wants to, he revealing to you how he interacts when it's something he wants to get done. And everything about your life, the blessings, the husband, the wife, the picket fence, whatever it is, he wants it done because it's his idea. All of this is his idea. He told Abraham, he said, this is my idea. It's not your idea. He was the one who wrote that it's good that you be alone. He ordained this stuff for people. You don't have to be begging and coaxing him and all that. He's already put himself out there on it. All you got to do is set yourself in agreement. But what's taking them so long? Use your patience and use your faith. I said, use your patience and use your faith. And don't beat yourself up over it. Stop beating yourself up over it. And think about because your sister married and your cousin married and who's first and who's second. They had nothing to do with you. Can you say amen? I remember one of my sisters in her first marriage. I did not like her husband. I wanted to do something to him. Saved as I was, I beat my sister. Ooh, Jesus. My God. She ain't no fighting kind of chick either. Chick? Yeah, that's my sister. She real feminine, dainty like. Beautiful woman. He gonna beat her. Man, what you talking about? Anyway, I just had to testify. I had to testify what I really felt. Come on, somebody. That's what I really felt. I just didn't have the time to get to North Carolina at the time. Let church say amen. My sister, fool. What you think about? Every woman got somebody that love her. Her daddy, don't. Hello. That's for some of the Facebook stupid guys that want to get married. They get that all out you. So the angel, he's dealing with the angel. Now this is the birth of Jesus. So what has occurred is, and I got to jump over to Mary. So they've got this supernatural mandate. So then, and the word says in verse 21, and the people walked for waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. So now the angel shut him up. He can't talk. And that's just the encounter. This all has to do with John being born to prepare for Jesus being born. Now let's go to Elizabeth. Then the word says, to Mary. Verse number 31. And behold, 26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now, 26. Now, look up at me. Now, you have to write this out in your own way. I want you to look at what is going on. All this stuff took place in a parameter six and nine is how many? 15 months. Elizabeth got pregnant. She's 6 months old. John's 6 months older than Jesus. So this one woman's pregnant 6 months before Mary conceived. Okay, I want you to look at all of this is taking place. And you got to think about the people because the people now know that this old woman and her old husband, they expecting a baby. The Florida Star covering them. What is going on? People know. When you hit 70 and you get pregnant, people, they're going to talk about you. Yeah, I heard your cousin pregnant. She's 70, isn't she? I know, she went to high school with me. People know how to date you. Can I get a witness? She pregnant. What is going on? Is she sick or what? So, but here's my point. You got to look at what God is doing. Look at what God, how God is doing this. This has to do with the birth of Jesus. This is just getting him in the earth. And all it's designed to do is to elevate your faith to know you got to believe beyond the realm of natural law. You're dealing with a supernatural holy God. He's not limited. And you're connected to him as a man or woman of God. And so he documented these details. God has documented these details for your faith, for our faith. And look at what the angel said. The angel said this to Mary, but let's read it quickly. Stand to your feet, y'all. So it look like you're finna go. Go ahead and stand up. Your blood circling along. We got to go. We can't stay here all day like y'all want to, but we have things to do. Amen. Hey, don't stretch like that. That make it look like you're sleeping. No, I'm just kidding. Some of you got up. You slept to the last minute, and then rushed all out. You know, combing your hair in the car on the way. I know it's all right. Go to bed Saturday night. But God is good. Go ahead on a stretch if you would. All right. So stand up with me on this last part. And when he came out, he could not speak. Now, when you go down to in 1, and the angel answered, said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee. This is the angel talking to Mary. Oh, I skipped over. In verse 26, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused of a man whose name was Joseph. In the sixth month, the word of God said the angel was what? The angel was what? He was sent to her. The angel wasn't picking this. The angel go where God tell him to go. He was sent. Okay? He was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth. To a virgin, a spouse of a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was what? Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail thou, highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was what? Troubled at his what? Saying. And cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Okay, now hold it. The scripture said Mary was troubled, but it didn't say she was afraid. You want to say she was troubled. What is this angel saying to her? Now, when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. Now, all right, here's another thing. Somebody say the details. Gotta give you the details. If it involves your life, things in your life, God is obligated to give you the details. Otherwise, he's overriding your will, and he can't do that. You always get to tell God no. And the devil has trained people to tell him no by making the wrong confession. You say something against what God is, the angel's ready to come do it. They have to say, hold on, did you hear that? He cannot authorize and override your will. That's why your faith in God's word and what he does, it brings you into agreement. If you say, like, I don't know about all that, you're not in agreement. That was what Zacharias was doing. Oh, he's the all-powerful God. He cannot override your will. If it was, you would have been saved years earlier. And he could just go and save you. You would have been born again before you got saved. You came to the point where you were ready to be saved. Your will was involved. It's always involved. So the angel... When the angel, although he's a messenger, Mary had to agree. All right. So, now all of this is just in the birth of Jesus. This is looking at, actually, it's not just the birth of Jesus itself, but you're looking at the birth of Jesus as a pattern of how God works. He came to two normal people, Mary and Zacharias and Elizabeth, normal couple. They were just older. That's normal. Then he came to a woman, Mary, a virgin. That's normal. All that's normal. So he is injecting supernatural action into normal people. But they had to agree. Because these details involve Mary's life. They involve Zacharias' life. They involve his wife Elizabeth's life. It involved your life. That's why you're the deciding factor. What you confess. That's why when you believe, you'll be in here like, well, I don't know about this. That's why you need to hear what God says about it. Amen. You can't be entertained and preached to because you can't bring yourself into agreement with a God who's supernatural, who does things different from the way you might picture. But when he presents it, your agreement is still going to be necessary. He had to do this thing. What's the guy name? He had the 300 people at first, and he had more than that. God had to get his agreement. He said, no, I don't want that. Get in here is what I want. Now, so it says, so Mary here, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Now, also, somebody say agreement. Now, you see where the principles are, the agreement. But guess what? The angel prophesying again. It's really God. Somebody say prophecy. That's why prophecy is so valuable, that God, you know, that you prophesy when God have you prophesy. The angel, he tells her who she is, then he gets to prophesy. He said, behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. He prophesied to Mary about her son. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. So he gets all this out. Then Mary said unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? Okay, all right. Y'all good. Y'all helping me out. Now, okay. Where does that fit, Pastor? Even though the angel prophesied and told her she has favor, turn to your neighbor and say, I have favor too. She has favor. And then he describes this baby. The Holy Spirit will show you're going to have a baby. You're going to get pregnant. Now you got to lay it. See, before you agree with God, you got to know what he's saying. See, you have to say something, but you need to know what's saying. So after the angel finished, Mary didn't agree. She had a question. She wasn't in agreement yet. She had a question. Turn to your neighbor and say, do you have a question? Okay, that question will hold you up. It'll hold back your blessing. That question means you don't understand what's going on. You lean into your own understanding. You haven't sought God. Amen. And there's no agreement between you and God. Although he all-powerful, he cannot override your will. Your will is released in your mouth. Simple, isn't it? But this is why repetition is so crucial. There's some things you believe, but you haven't confessed. You haven't agreed with God verbally. If it doesn't come out of your mind, well, you know God knows what's in my heart. Yeah, but he can't do nothing with your life until you speak it out of your heart. What? You couldn't get saved thinking about being born again. You had to ask Jesus with your mouth to come in your heart and be your Lord and Savior. That process doesn't change with anything. It's the same in prosperity, healing, divine guidance, marriage, all of it. It works the same way. God's supernatural, but he has to have permission to manifest himself through your life, through our lives. He can't just haul off and do it. If he could, you would have been saved years ago. Longer. So let's wrap it up. But the word says, how long are we going to stand up, Pastor? Okay, go ahead. You can sit down. Let me wrap this up. Let me see your hand if you're born again. Let me see your hand. You're born again. You love the Lord. According to 2 Corinthians 5:7, the word of God says, we walk by faith and not by sight. Hug somebody before you go. God bless you. We've had a great time.
Hello, this is Pastor Thomas. That's all the time we have for today's message. I'd like to personally invite you to come out to one of our services. We meet Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We're in our new location at 159 Clark Road, right off of North Main Street, just past the Hexer Drive overpass. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week.
Thank you for joining us for The Air Church, the live worship service from the Air Church, 159 Clark Road on Jacksonville's north side, just north of the Trout River Bridge. Join us again next Sunday morning at our new location in the sanctuary at 10 a.m. or join us at 6 p.m. next Sunday for the worship service of the Air Church here on Praise 107.9. For more information, go to www.theairchurch.org. That's the H-E-I-R church.org.